appeal. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Justice Department says the public health threat from COVID-19 is no longer warranted, and it will fight the decision by a federal judge in Louisiana to extend Title 42, the Trump-era rule that allows migrants to be expelled due to the pandemic.
In this ruling, part of it says the record supports the plaintiff state's position that the termination order will result in increased border crossings and that, based on the government's estimates, the increase may be as high as threefold, and that could crush border towns with limited resources.
Fox's Peter Ducey traveling with President Biden in South Korea. The president, his first trip to Asia since taking office, met earlier today with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol.
The alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States of America is a linchpin of peace, stability, and prosperity for a region of the world.
The president toured a Samsung semiconductor plant. The company has announced plans to build a plant in Texas. After a nearly three-month siege and what could be as many as 20,000 civilians dead, Russia claims to have captured the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, the last stronghold of resistance, as the city of Kharkiv is reduced to rubble.
Russian forces were here for weeks as they attempted to take Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv. Ukrainian forces were able to push them back, but the destruction left behind is significant. Almost nothing left.
Fox's Trey Ace in Kharkiv. The results of primaries in Pennsylvania still being decided in the fourth day of counting ballots, as Summer Lee has won a five-way Democratic primary for a Pittsburgh-based House seat. The Republican Senate primary is still too close to call between Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund manager David McCormick, and will likely head to a recount. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two Secret Service agents helping prepare for President Biden's visit to South Korea have been sent home.
A source tells Fox News one off-duty Secret Service agent got into an altercation with a cab driver after drinking with another off-duty agent. Both agents have been sent back to the U.S. and are facing disciplinary actions. The agents were not part of President Biden's detail, but had arrived in South Korea earlier in the week to prepare for the president's visit. A statement from a Secret Service spokesman says the agency is aware of an off-duty incident which may constitute potential policy violations. The two individuals have been placed on administrative leave. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A new Associated Press NORC poll shows President Biden's approval rating dipped to the lowest point of his presidency in May. 39% of adults approve of the president's performance, with 2 in 10 adults saying the U.S. is heading in the right direction or the economy is good, down from 3 in 10 a month earlier. Those drops were concentrated among Democrats, with just 33% saying the country is heading in the right direction. A well-known character actor from the 1990s has died.
West Wing and ER actor John Elwood has died at the age of 75 of natural causes at his home in Seattle. The actor's wife, Mary Fields, put out a statement that read, "John was a wonderful actor and a great friend to many. He was proud of his film and television work, although his life in the theater was where he was the happiest." Elwood is most famous for his role in the medical drama ER as Dr. Donald Anspaugh.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Before that, he worked in the theater, and he also had a part in the American Horror Story. The State Department says it's removed five extremist groups, all believed defunct, from its list of foreign terrorist organizations. The organizations removed are a Basque separatist group, a Japanese cult, and a radical Jewish group. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.